accepted.
I like to laugh. Yeah. I like to meet people who can make me laugh.
Damn!
I like
Jeffrey Toobin?
Yes, I like to laugh. Yeah. I like having fun.
Sefahar.
Good morning! What? Doctor! Good morning, everybody. Tim Heidecker here. Timothy Richard Heidecker. Welcome to Office Hours here on this day of Thursday, November 5th, 2020. What a beautiful day it is here in the city of Glendale. I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be more jazzed to be spending my morning with you, taking a little bit of time to appreciate the opportunity we have through technology, through the Wi-Fi.
Thank you, Jesus.
Through Spectrum Cable, which is my cable provider, through the incredible work of Tim Apple.
Amen.
And the gang at Apple who have created these computers that we use, as well as other products that Wes uses, Samsung's in the game.
Thank you, Tim.
And all
Tim
kinds
Apple.
Of different plugs and routers.
People like
have
Tim.
Been so easy to operate for the gang. Going to also thank our microphones and mice and keyboards as well. So thanks to Zoom. And let's welcome my crew today, my squad, the gang. We have with us, of course, as always, he was with me Tuesday night.
It was a long night.
Excuse me! It was a long night. What are you about to tell a bedtime story?
How long was it? How long was it?
The one and the only, one of the great talents, just a good guy in a lot of ways. We welcome him, Vic Berger, the third. Fourth.
The third was my dad, is my
VB4.
Dad.
VB4. Over in the Zoom room is living his life of doom is Doug Loom, Stu Lumenhop, Lucenhop, just hanging out. He'll be chiming in throughout the day.
Uh-oh. Not now, though.
Great. All's good.
Your audio went away. What happened, Wes? Is that...
Recharge your SM58, Doug. He's he's speaking and terrific stuff going on with the show, as always. I also don't see the show up on the monitor over here, Wes, if you're familiar, if you're acknowledging that. Whenever you want to acknowledge that.
Wait, there he is.
Is that Doug?
Is that Doug?
Hi, Doug.
Hey guys, this is Doug the First.
Doug
of five. I'm going to do five, and then we're going to pick another name.
Oh, great. Well, this is what you, this is what
oh
I heard.
My
Samba five.
God.
Right, Stamina. Stamina, Stam fine. I'm just son. Sefe.
Well, the good news is we found a replacement for Doug.
But the big news
and
is
here.
The big news is, can I set up the show? Can I do what I do best? You work up, try to make the show flow in a professional way. So everyone wants to be the star and the host of the show. I get it. It's very appealing. But it's my show.
I'm like Lennon.
Behind my keister is the great Megan Keister in studio, in the Doug chair.
What's up?
What's up, Megan? Thank you for being Bing, Bing, Ding, Ding.
I'm the diversity hire. I'm the woman.
We got a call from YouTube last week. They said if we are going to continue to stream live on our platform, you must include one woman or a person of color. We chose a woman.
Well, I mean, you know what Yoko said.
What?
About woman being the.
Oh yes.
Oh, well, we don't wait a minute.
Too blue.
Right what,
I
think
I'm sorry. I thought
right
I was on Alex
the
Jones.
Bat.
Doug, we need listen, you to get on a plane back here real quick.
I think that it's the missing ingredient. The show's always needed. We need, like you have on the Pimple show.
The Pimple
show and other shows. You have that. You have a female voice, a woman voice that's validating everything I say. So
yeah.
Exactly. So if I'm talking about, let's say we're following the election results, of course, in real time here. And I will start, we'll practice this, Megan. I will kind of elucidate on what's happening, and you just continue to confirm and agree with what I'm saying, okay?
That's, yeah, I mean, if you could just tell me everything that's going on, because mm-hmm. my hubby wouldn't let me vote this year.
So what we're looking at, what's fascinating is, you know, we've been looking at this since Tuesday, really. There's still votes to be counted, but if you're pro Biden, you think that these votes are going to start coming in late and they're going to turn towards Biden.
I think we'll have victory.
Honk, honk.
Uh-huh. Now, you should, Megan, be like, oh, okay.
Okay. Yes, King. Okay,
so,
King.
What I'm looking at actually is Georgia, because you'd think sort of Georgia is going to be for a Republican. But there's a lot of diversity down there. There's a big, you know, Atlanta. We're looking at the suburbs, DeKalb County, and another area. So there's percentage. The percentages are really fascinating to watch.
Hotlanta, baby.
Say it again.
Hotlanta, baby. Okay. I'm sorry you didn't say I could speak.
No, what? That's right. What you can say, you can speak freely, but you can say things like, oh, or okay, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. or right.
That's so true. I never thought of that way.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
That's cool. That's cool, Tim. Yeah, man. Yeah. Whatever Tim says, man.
Well, I like, Megan, that you're wearing a Spy magazine shirt.
I've been wearing one for the past 3 days.
Oh, that's what
and
I smell.
And I'm not going to take it off until
that's what
the president I smelled dies.
That's what I smelled when you came in here. No, well, Spy magazine, of course, is one of the early publications to be vocally critical of Donald Trump back in the
Green
80s
Carter.
And 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the hand thing goes all the way back to then, I believe.
That's many years before Graydon Carter got his foot touched by a 13-year-old on Epstein's plane.
Whoa.
He was talking about how Trump was bad. He knew the Cheeto man was bad the whole time, man.
Wow.
How have you been coping, Megan, this week?
I kept my underwear on during the massage. I don't like massages particularly.
I'm waiting for the drop.
Sorry.
Is that the end of the drop?
That's going to be a very difficult morning. So
how have I been coping, man?
Yeah. I think, first of all, you've been handling... That's what you have to do with Vic and Doug.
Uh-huh.
Let them... Let them don't try to out. Don't
I'll
try to compete.
In,
don't
let
even,
them
yeah.
play, dude.
Don't
that's
even listen to it. Just, like, tune it out. And
No, but no, respect the drop.
Respect the drop.
Let the drop happen, and then...
But don't let it cut off your train of thought.
I'm honestly happy that... we're still at this point because that meant that last night the Masked Singer didn't get preempted. Because if the Masked Singer got preempted, man, I'd be like, stop the vote, bitch.
When does the Masked Singer normally air?
Masked Singer airs, I'm glad you asked, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. on Fox, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
So it aired last night?
It aired last night, and I gotta say, the past few weeks didn't really seem like Nick Cannon was having fun. I understand the anti-Semitism might have drug him down a little bit, but I gotta say, he looked refreshed. He looked energized. He was having a lot of fun. It was a joy. It was a joy
friendly
to watch.
Person who just wants to laugh and have fun.
Mm-hmm. Are they? I don't know much about that show. Are they? Is this a live experience, or are these already in the can?
Yeah, these are in the can, but they were taped during the restrictions, so it's taped to no audience. But they've just inserted B-roll of previous audiences.
And those are weird to begin with, even in non-COVID times. Those are oddly edited.
Yes.
And the crowd noise and the zooms and stuff.
They're edited to imply that people are in a fervor. That people just found out that they were allowed to vote. You know what I mean?
They've always
got to
be let down too when whoever it is that comes out.
But how does this work? If it's pre-taped, how are people voting? Are people voting for the Masked Singer?
That's a great question, Tim. And I'm going to say that much like our own democracy in America, I think it might be a sham. I think the fix might be in. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. They have who they want to see win.
I mean,
they have their plan.
Well, yeah. Otherwise, why the fuck would Baby Alien get voted off, man?
See, I don't know.
You know how fucking cute Baby Alien
is?
Baby Alien? I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. Well, who's the most famous person to have been demasked?
Demasked?
Yeah. Unmasked.
I would say Mickey Rourke.
Really?
And he unmasked himself.
He just said, I'm sick of this shit, and he takes the thing off.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you can't smoke in the mask. Is the thing.
I wonder if there were people involved with the Masked Singer once the whole, I mean, you know, when in March or April people started talking about masks every day, mm-hmm. there must have been a little buzz in that office being like, this actually can kind of turn out pretty good for, I mean, the awareness of
just people talking about masks.
Mm-hmm. They are doing a public service campaign that airs during commercial breaks of The Masked Singer, in which all of our favorite, you know, we got the astronaut, we got Miss Kitty. I mean, they're all telling you about the importance of wearing a mask. It's great. It's great stuff.
I haven't seen the show, but I don't think I'm going to. I think it might be too late for me to for them to grab my, get my vote, get my audience share.
It's never too late, Tim.
Let's take a zoomer, random as possible, a random, just, you know, bring me somebody into my lair, Matt, so I can get a...
How about Austin in Chicago?
Austin in Chicago, of course. What do you got there, Austin? You got a package of some kind? What's in there?
Got the Skinner sweater.
Don't show your address, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to do a...
Don't get doxed.
Dox him.
We don't want to dox him.
Dox this bitch.
I scribbled it out.
Okay.
This guy looks like Nick Lutz.
Hey!
Well, there you go. That. That's a terrific looking sweatshirt. Very good. Thank you.
Nice.
I'm not a... I mean, you know, Matt, I get a little antsy when it comes to talking about merch. I'm happy to do... I'm happy to have merch. It just... Going over the sizes and the stocking and
I know you hate it. I actually used a monitor. Oh, he's got the look at that though. What do you guys have him on the monitor?
Are Matt, are we still doing City of the Day code? Is the code tape. Has not been cracked?
No,
right?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Austin in Chicago. Was it Austin? Yeah, Dustin. Austin. City of the Day. Are we still doing the code that no one's cracked?
Oh yeah. This yeah. Of course.
Let me say. Again, not to be picking on Matt so much today, but you were so dismissive of this code concept, and you said they're going to get it right away, but maybe no one cares, or maybe it's a great code.
I'm going to make a prediction. I think after today's, I think it's going to get cracked, because the first two were New York City and Washington, right?
Right.
So this Megan, is going to be the tell.
We're trying to see if people can guess the pattern in this city of the day. So we've already had... What was it first? New York
New
and
York.
Then Washington?
First Washington, then
first
New York.
Washington and then New York.
That's Cleveland.
No.
Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, I know what you meant by Cleveland, but
George Washington.
It's Daly City, California.
Okay. Okay.
Now, are you starting to see it now?
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. I've had some really good pizza there, man.
Well, it's also the birthplace of Mike Carroll, professional skateboarder.
Very cool.
City of the Day is sponsored by, this won't be a big surprise to our longtime listeners, Doyle's Boiled Cream. Do you love the taste of ice cream but hate scraping your teeth on a tub of rock-hard, impossible-to-eat frozen dairy treats, only to throw it into the microwave in a futile attempt to soften it up? Well, you're not alone. Thanks to newlyweds Kevin and Brittany, there's Doyle's Boiled Cream, the only boiled ice cream choice for hundreds of Americans. Doyle's Boiled Cream is simple. Just add water to our cream powder, bring it to a boil, then pour it into a bowl and wait for it to cool down enough to eat. It's that simple. No more painful brain freeze. Just let it slide down your throat with all the flavor and richness of ice cream. Look, fact of the matter is, after all, ice cream is going to be warm and melted when it's in your guts anyway. Might as well start. It's like a hot cream soup. It's like an ice cream soup. Doyle's Boiled comes in 1660, actually, beating the, what's that, the famous place called with all the flavors?
Ben and...
32.
No, you're circling around it, but it's Baskin-Robbins.
Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah,
has a 9,
Baskin-Robbins,
I think, right?
32 flavors.
Man. 32 flavors? Can we get a confirmation on that? It's not 57, flavors. That's Heinz.
I'm off the grid. You guys are going to have to Google that. If you could bing it for me real quick, that'd be tight.
We'll find out the answer to that. But if that's the case, then we're looking at a margin of almost twice as much, 60 different flavors, including cinnamon plum, grape ash, and Christmas corn. What? The hell's Christmas corn? The best part, Doyle's Boiled Powder has a shelf life of 80 years, so there's no hurry. Trust us, we know boiled cream. Founder O'Doyle froze his brain in 1922, rendering his body useless. So he's been eating boiled cream ever since. That's right. O'Doyle has been stuck in suspended animation with only a brain and a mouth, and we've been pouring boiled cream down his throat ever since. I love not reading these. That's my new joy in life, is actively not reading this copy until I'm reading it to you.
I thought that was all extemporaneous. I thought that was off the top of the dome.
No, it just flew so organic. I'm a hardcore improviser. You'll know when that's happening because you will not be able to breathe. You'll be laughing so hard.
Thank you, Tim.
It'll be uncomfortable for sure. All right. That's the deal. City of the day, out of the way. Oh, the weather in... We should be able to guess this one, Megan. City of the day.
The weather in Daly City right now?
Well, it's a high of 67. What's the low?
54.
Close as hell!
Wow. See,
that's what Doug could never get. He could never get within that margin of error. Doug?
Well, I didn't smoke any drugs as soon as I woke up, so I think I'm at an advantage over Doug.
It's a low of 53, Doug.
I guessed 54. Don't be saying never.
You said 54 just now?
Right. You said I never come in with margin. I nailed it once.
Copy.
Go back.
Listen. All right.
That was real hard.
Let's take another call.
Want to hear a joke from somebody?
Always.
All right, Andrew. What do you got?
Hello? Hey, Tim. I got a question for you. You know that band that sang the song Pinball Wizard? What band was that?
The Who?
The Who?
No, oh, boy.
That shit was good.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
What a chud, man.
It's such a bummer, man. On this day when everybody's sort of like, everybody's tired. I'm tired.
Ready to laugh.
I'm in a kind of a bad mood. And Matt says to me, hey, Tim, you want a joke? I go, phew, yes, I do, actually.
Come here.
And then that's the shit you serve? That's it? That's what you got? You got another one?
I got another one. You know, there's one. This is kind of a bit of a complaint. I love the show.
Thank you.
But I was Googling the other day. You did this great AM/PM bit the other day. So I was Googling. I was like, let me try to find that on Google. So I Googled AM/PM office hours, and it just said Thursday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if there's a better way to like find specific bits that you guys do throughout the show.
Okay. What's that collage on the back of your wall? What are those? What are you trying to solve a murder mystery behind you? What do you make of that, Megan?
Sending a message.
It's a little odd.
Can we check it
out? Let's solve it together. So let's see if you guys, do you guys want to try to solve it? I've been working on it for a while.
This is psycho stuff.
Different pieces of his face from other photographs.
Weird art. Postcards. Are they postcards?
Sharpie drawing on it.
No, they're from a magazine. It was a one thing where you like rip stuff out of a magazine for 20 minutes, just willy-nilly, and then you put it on your wall. It's like an artist exercise.
Okay.
That's how little you care about your environment. You're going to look through one issue of Maxim once, and you're just going to live with that for the rest of your fucking life. Answer me, Chud.
Yes.
Get on your knees when you speak to Megan.
I got a joke for you, Megan, if you want to hear one. I don't know if you guys are...
Answer honestly, Megan. Do you want to hear another joke from this Chud?
I feel like I'm hosting an open mic again. Yeah, why don't you tell me a joke, amateur?
All right. So, okay. So I go to this native New Yorker, and I said, "Hey, why didn't you bring your keys to your car?" Mm. And he said, "I forget about it."
Boy. Boy. Oh boy. Listen. Nobody's a bigger fan of bad jokes than me. You know what I mean? I love them.
Do you have one more? Do another one.
But this is not happening for you. Can we get to the synthesis of the? Tell me what the point of the joke is.
That's a good thing to investigate.
Well, okay, yeah. So it's like a New York guy that instead of you know how New Yorkers they say forget about it,
right?
But he says it like in the appropriate. Sense.
Danny
like
from Bethlehem is literally giving you the finger right now.
Wouldn't he say
he's pissed?
Wouldn't he say I forgot about it?
Yeah, that's
exactly
that's a punch
because
yeah,
it's.
Yeah.
I mean, it's yeah. It's
oh,
possessive.
You go. Oh, I forgot about it.
Right.
But that's weak too. It's all weak.
But I mean, a joke would be like,
come on, man.
Keyless entry. You know what I mean? I got the fob. I don't need key. I got a file.
All you're doing is making fun of somebody from where they're from.
Right. What are you, David Cross?
We don't do that.
Well, I got one more.
All right, let's see if he can redeem himself here. As we wait for the election to be called, we have an update here. Nevada, Joe Biden. Is baked.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Come on.
No, there's no news to report. Joe Biden maintains his lead in Nevada. I guess that's what we're hearing. He's holding his advantage in Nevada. All right, well, your last joke.
Okay. Well, guys, I just want to get real with you. You know, Vic, Doug, I want to get real with you guys for a minute. You know, I've during this COVID times, it's been really tough. I feel pretty good when I'm at home. But when I go like out into the world, I just don't feel like I'm being myself. You know, like I feel like I feel like I'm always like wearing a mask or something, you know?
Is this, wait a minute.
Where's Doug's crickets? What's going on here?
I was getting real there, buddy.
I wanted to, I'm just so confused how to do this.
What are you trying to do?
Well,
execute him?
John's going to call in later. That's the plan of the show is John C. Riley's going to call in later to talk about Moonbase. But our director, unfortunately, Fred is busy this morning, but our director, John Kreisel, wanted to call in. But can you just take my phone and communicate perhaps with him directly?
Do another joke.
Don't encourage this pud. Come on, man.
Come on. Why not?
The chud is also a pud.
One
Maybe
more.
You can just write him directly, man.
Sub improv 101 shit.
Go ahead, man.
Look at my hair, by the way. It's so luxurious. Have you ever seen a man with hair like this?
You should see it from behind. It looks even better from behind.
You guys know a little bit of German, right?
Yeah. Ich spreche kein Deutsch.
So, 8 was going out with 10. Mm. And they were having some relationship problems. Mm. And 8 says to 10... what's going on? Is there something going on between us? Is there something between us? Hmm. And 10 says 9.
Yep. Great. All right. Ass. I've entertained this for way too long.
So no.
My audience is.
So the answer is no.
My audience is now in old. My audience is in open revolt, and we're seeing the audience now taking to the streets. And Doug,
if you want to hear more,
Doug,
if
can
you want
just
to hear more jokes, check out my Twitter.
Flush him. Flush him before he can say the socials.
I need you to chime in on this this disaster we're experiencing here.
You can buy it on iTunes, Amazon.com.
These jokes, you know, they could use some work. There's something there, but
there is. I disagree.
Sure smells good.
I disagree, vehemently. What else? What else do I want to talk about? Very shortly, we don't know what's going to happen today. So much going on. We're going to have a mini masterpiece reunion. My old original comedy rock group, very influential for me. the boys from that group will be zooming in just to say hi. We're celebrating, somebody pointed this out, we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of our first release. Working Vacation, which you can find on my Bandcamp.
Jared's here if we want to bring him in.
All right, let's bring him in.
Jared, Sunny D.
Hi.
Jared!
What's up, buddy? I'm here.
Hey, what's up, dog?
Hey, dog, what's up? What's up, nice dude? Hair. That's what we used to call each other, Doodle. What's up, Vic?
Jared?
We used to call each other Doodle.
That's right. happy 20th.
Can you believe it? I mean, it's been quite a 20 years has gone by so quickly.
Well, longer, because the first iteration was Devil's Island in 1994.
Oh my goodness, 1994, that's taking me back. Shoot, I've got so much going on. Jared, you're in New Jersey.
Yes.
Which direction is New Jersey going with the election? Have you been following it?
I haven't been following it. Any politics? No, New Jersey's good. We legalized weed.
Yeah, yes. That's a nice relief, huh?
Yeah, that's huge because there's actually a huge. The pharmaceutical companies are here, and they were the ones doing the anti-marijuana campaign. So that'll take some time, but that's great.
Is it still? Is it still Cory Booker? Is it still not legal in New York?
Yeah, it's not legal.
That's wild.
It's really nuts.
It's insane. Because
you're a druggie. You're into drugs. You actually have a drug problem, right? I mean, I don't know if we want to talk about this on the show, but you have a kind of a serious drug problem.
I actually asked Matt to use your show as an intervention. Sorry, Vic, you were dropping something.
I was doing a drop
there,
though.
Mom, I want to
vape. Again. That's me.
Jared was the drummer in the group, but you were, and I was, yeah. You know, James, our third member, found like a tranche, as we've been saying the word tranche, a tranche of videos of the group playing live and in the studio. And I think I might put them together and make a big documentary about us.
And here's James.
Where is he?
Here he is with his, look at his shirt. Wow. James, you got to speak up. You got to say, hey, guys, or whatever, to get your camera to turn on.
Oh. Meanwhile, while he's doing that, look at my shirt. Oh, look at you. You're so good looking.
Oh, hey, James. This is James in the group. He was known as Ken Tuckett. You know what we should do is just
look at Tuckett's shirt.
We have that poster.
Oh, there's the Tuckett shirt.
We could put that up on the, the poster of the band.
Oh, yeah, I'll grab it.
We got a poster.
Yeah, the poster of the three of us running down the boardwalk, I think.
Oh, that's awesome.
Show us 20 years gone by.
One, two, three.
We haven't aged a bit.
Yeah, are you wearing the actual Ken Tuckett tank top?
This is the actual, the one and only that I picked up at a thrift store.
Thank God for you, James, because you hang on to all this stuff. You hung on to all those videos and posters and lyrics and all kinds of memorabilia from our time together.
Yeah, I'm an archivalist for sure.
Oh, here it is. Look at this, guys.
The seasons, they do change.
This is like on the Jimmy Kimmel Show where you can show this kind of stuff. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
There they are, the three young boys.
It was an oppressively hot day in Coney Island where I was wearing full leather.
Really? No, it was not. I believe it was a cold spring day.
No.
I remember eating Nathan's hot dogs. That's all I remember.
Wait, look what's on the back of this, though. On the back of this is a picture of you, Jared, from a Halloween party. You see that?
Why is that? Oh my God. Oh my God, James, why did you give him that?
No, we loved Halloween. I think it all just went in with all the costumes that we did for our mock concerts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Love getting dressed up.
There's some embarrassing shit on these videos, though. Like, what I learned was we should have, like, we did these, we were like kind of a fun party rock band, like fun rock and roll. But then we started doing these rock operas, and I think we started taking that a little too seriously. Like, Theater of Magic was fun, but then there was the last show we did was a show called Timmy the Toy Soldier, and it's like, if I showed you that, Jer, you would crumble because you're in a bear costume. I'm in dressed up like a toy soldier. And James, what were you dressed up as?
I was a clown.
A clown. It's so cringe, as they say, the kids say.
Honk, honk.
We started doing more and more of those singing along with just tape cassettes that Harry was playing in the back, which is not very live. It's not very exciting.
No. Like full-on musical theater in a rock club with like 90 people there. And I wasn't a great guitar player, and I was the only guitar player. in the band. So
I thought you were very good.
I was okay. That's what I was fishing for. But I was watching, there's a live, one of these club shows you do, and there's a song that came that I was like, I've totally forgot about this song. And I was like, it's pretty good. If we had a good guitar player with me, like, you know, maybe like holding things down a little bit, I think we could have gone places.
Well, we had some great shows, man. I mean, we did the Theater of Magic was like a sold out show at Arlene's Grocery for New Year's. That was a
but how many people could fit into Arlene's Grocery? What was the cap?
About 75, like
100. 75.
Well, maybe we could do if you'd lived out here on the West Coast, Jared, we'd have a reunion show, but. That's not
is
happening.
That really true?
It'll all be virtual right now anyway.
Yeah.
That's true. Well, no. So, Jer, I don't know. I feel like I want to talk to you all day and you, James, but...
I know.
It's not going to be on this show.
I will mention...
Go ahead.
I will mention that there seems to be some sort of, in the birth of the Tim Heidecker masterpiece, some sort of eerie connection to biker gangs, because... When we started out, we were rehearsing in a basement studio across the street from the Hells Angels East Village chapter.
Right.
And then our first New York gig was at the Unknown Bikers, like, headquarters.
And that's where I met all these guys.
And Matt Carlin back here was our producer. He was the guy that was helping us, like he's doing now, basically. He's been
shoveling
doing it for 20 years. Why? My question is why?
Mine too. Jared told me a funny... Did you tell the story about the vest?
No, I didn't tell that story. But if you see those pictures from Working Vacation, I'm wearing like a full
leather
outfit. And when I first moved to New York, my dad gave me this like emergency credit card. He's like, dude, if you ever get, you know, stuck, here's your credit card. And in the first like 2 weeks, we're down on St. Mark Street. And Tim is like, oh, you need to buy that vest for this show. So I wound up buying this full leather outfit. I had no money. And then like, you know, a couple of weeks later, my dad's like, I got a really weird bill from this store. You didn't use this, did you? And I'm like, you know what? I was going to tell. I had no responsibility. He's like, he fucking totally, you know, cut me off from the car. It was completely livid. But we had that vest for so long, man.
I had a similar thing when I first moved to New York. My parents got me a cell phone. I mean, they didn't get it for me. I got a cell phone, but somehow it was like through my dad's account or something. It was like, you know, I think the bills went to them or something, but it was like the first kind of first generation of cell phones, you know, 1999, 2000. And after a month of having it and living in New York, the bill was like $700 or something like that. And I just didn't know. I was like the roaming, there was all sorts of roaming going on. And it was like a crisis of like, I'm fucked. I just blew it. I don't know how am I going to, I'm going to have to go to debtor's prison for this cell phone for 1 month, but it all worked out. All right, guys. I'm just so stressed right now. I can't put my energy
in. What a downer.
I'm stressed and I'm exhausted.
We're going to get through this, man. I feel good about Philly. I don't know why, but...
You are such a Philly guy. Let me tell you one thing about Jared. Sorry, James. This is going to be a Jared moment. You don't care. Jer, when we were in college living in Philly, had a car because your dad was like worked at a repo. He had like a repo business. And the car Jared had was a decommissioned police car, right?
A detective's car, an 88 Caprice.
With the lights, with the searchlight on the side.
Everything.
And Jared.
Dad said, do not take this car off the lot. I said, okay, I got it. And then, like, he turned his back, and I drove off with this car.
And
you would be locked in the back seat because the locks didn't work in the back.
And you would drive around like a crazy person and, like, pretend you were a cop.
Yes. We all did. I had a jacket. I went to that thrift shop at Broad and Olney, and I bought a federal agent's jacket.
Yeah, that's right.
We used to drive around. We would go on 95, and cars would pull over.
Yeah, you used to pull people over, too, and beat the shit out of them, too. You'd throw them in the back. And we left some kid on the side of the R5 train tracks. I don't know whatever happened to that kid, but he was not alive. I don't know. He wasn't breathing when we left him. But anyways.
I had a drug problem, so.
And you still do.
That's right.
But we worship. We was going to say we worship you. We wish you the best.
We worship you. I love you.
What do you have? What do you have out right now, Jared? You're an accomplished filmmaker.
Oh yes, thank you. Yes. Well, I worked on the Michelle Obama documentary, which is out, and the latest season of Unsolved Mysteries
with Robert Stack,
Volume 2. Oh. Yes, with Robert Stack's dead body, we rolled him out and Vic did all these drops for him. That's exactly. Uh-huh. Oh, I worked with Vic. Yes. What about Vic's show? That was the highlight of my life.
You DP'd the
failed Vic pilot for TBS.
They said they were going to pick it up, but they didn't care for the cinematography.
That's right.
That was their only note.
So thanks. Thanks, man.
It's too shaky.
You're welcome.
So they said if this guy wasn't on so many drugs, we might have had better footage to use.
It was very blurry in parts.
Oh, so out of focus, Jer. I don't know what you were doing back there, but it's just...
Could barely
he's seething. Jer's seething.
It's the first time I'm hearing any of this.
All right. Yeah, that'd be funny if this is all true and you're like, right. Oh, I had no idea. All right. Thank you, boys. I love you both. James, I'll see you soon in the flesh. Jared, I'll call you later. There it is, bottle of wine.
Ooh.
It's a great drum sound.
I would love to play this song again sometime. Next time you're out, Jared, just for fun.
Yeah, I got your Rickenbacker right here.
Oh, there it is.
This is it.
That bass is beautiful.
Look at that.
There's the beauty.
That bass is glorious.
Ooh.
I remember I bought my own Fender P bass. Like just towards like maybe the last Masterpiece show, and it just did not have the same feel.
Mm.
That Rick was great. It is great.
All right, guys. Very cool. Right. Donate that to the Hard Rock Cafe, would you, Jer? Gonna get that up on the wall. They've been hounding me about it. All right, hold on. I'm gonna try something here. I've got a friend of the show and a guest star of one of the stars of Moonbase on the phone with me.
Yeah, I would say so.
On the phone.
Yeah, he's on the phone. He just called. He's Fred. Did you enjoy? Hey, Fred, it's Tim here. Fred Armisen with us. Did you enjoy working on Moonbase?
Yeah, I would say so.
Cool. Anything else?
Definitely.
Yeah. Sure. What's that? Yeah.
Oh, I agree. Interesting.
No, seriously. Was it a good time? What was it like?
Wow. Yeah. So tell me more about that.
Well, no.
Uh huh. Wow. That's funny.
Oh, that didn't go as planned. I was like, I'll pull the curtain back. I said, because you can't wear, I was like, Fred, just send me like some audio of you just talking, like you're answering questions on the show. But he gave me all reactions. I'll say, give me one more where you talk about how great it was to work with me and John.
Wow.
Okay. See if he delivers. Anyways, let's talk to somebody else. How are you holding up, Megan?
Yeah, you know, I'm fine.
Chime in whenever you want. Nothing to add.
No.
I got a Redenbacher bass.
What's that, Doug?
I had a Redenbacher bass.
An Orville Redenbacher bass. Okay.
Really popped.
It's something.
It's something. You are contributing. You've reached your weekly quota, Doug, with humor. Your humor quota has been achieved.
I'm never going to miss an episode again.
Who do you want to talk to, Matt?
Should we bring in this Uncle Rick? He has something he wants to play. He sent me this video. Wes, can you get the video ready? Uncle Rick, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Rick.
Yep, it's me, Rick. Thanks for inviting me to the office.
Yeah, thank you, Tim. And Tim doesn't know anything of what's going on here, and me and Vic don't really either. But you have a video you want to show? Is that what's going on?
Hope this is as good as that guy that was telling jokes.
God. Yeah, I'd rather watch one of those ISIS beheading videos than that guy telling another fucking joke.
Uncle Rick, do you know Tim from way back? Is that true?
Yeah, Tim is my nephew. Wow.
I don't have an uncle named Rick, but go ahead. I have a cousin named Rick, but...
He's my nephew, and I had a song written for him.
Oh, great.
To honor him.
This'll okay, be, all right, let's go. Good.
Tim was born in Allentown, and you never saw him frown. Had a great big smile, cheering others was his style. The Yakos had great hot dogs that Tim loved to eat. Telling jokes to others made his life complete. Tim called his house the Meat House. He called his house the Meat House. His friends were dug in vain. When they come to telling jokes,
wow. Cheering others on. VIP.
Temple University is a place he went to school. Tim also loved the beat. Great lessons he would teach. A true conservative. He stood out in the crowd. Tim was like a DA, and he made his uncle proud.
Proud uncle. Very nice. That was a hit.
That was the song.
Thank you so much, Uncle Rick.
You're welcome.
Wow, I'm very moved. What a nice surprise.
Thank you.
Rick.
What a great reunion.
Yeah, Rick, we're fans of your work here.
Well, this wasn't my work. This was John Acopinto.
Brother John.
Brother John.
Is this Brother John speaking, or am I ruining the bit here? What's going on?
No, this is Uncle Rick.
Yeah, Rick, what do you want to start your video, Rick, and explain, or do you want to? What do you want to do?
No, that's okay. I think we're all a fan of the style of music this is. Vic turned us on and turned on the audience to this. Do you want to play your favorite?
Yeah, that was a real John Acopinto.
I understand. I'm saying, do you want to play like the greatest hit?
What a great reunion! Go see the Lord on high. In that great reunion in the sky. Oh, what a great reunion. What a great reunion. We shall gather on that wonderful shore. I'm looking forward
anyway, it's that's the best. Yeah, John Acapinti on YouTube, OCCHIPINTI. But I warn you with peace and love, be nice in the comments if you comment. And
oh yeah, we love
respect
it.
Him because it, because we hold really on, do
I got
like
a, I got Fred back on the line. I just wanted to Fred, I just wanted to ask you what it was like working with Fred. You know,
so great working with you and John. I loved it. What?
No, I said
I loved it. It was
really. All right, let me try that again. What was it like working with me and John?
So great working with you and John. I loved it.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Was it?
I loved it. It was. It was fun, and I liked that we played music.
Great. Anything else you wanted to add about that experience?
I loved watching you guys work. That was. I think that's. Pardon me.
I said anything else?
That was my. Probably my favorite part is just watching you guys. Oh. That's the fun of it, and that's the kind of where I sort of go, okay, that's, you know, this is a way to do things, and I can sort of adopt it, you know, in right. my own version of it.
Okay, man.
So, you know, I was laughing, but also I thought, oh, wow, this is good.
Right. All right. Thanks, Fred. Good to
hear
from
you. I love watching you guys work.
Thanks for checking in.
I miss you.
We do miss Fred. I hope he's well. What else, everybody? Are we wrapping things up now, finally?
Any updates on PA or Arizona?
Let's take a Zoomer. People are raising their hand. Danny from Bethlehem. Let's get a Pennsylvania boy in here.
Are you? Can you unmute from yours? Are you? You should be set up.
Asked him. Danny, what's the vibe, buddy? Everybody, all eyes on PA.
Yeah, it's crazy over here. It's pretty crazy. So I wanted to call in. Do you either want a Lehigh Valley based game for Vic and Tim, or do you want my John King impression?
Which impression?
John King, CNN.
Maybe, can you start with that and then do the game? Is that we have time for that? Probably.
Sure.
I sure can.
What's the impression of though? Again, I missed
John King from CNN.
Oh, okay, good. Relevant
stuff. Guys, we're locked in. It's crazy. You know, it's going to be tight. We're looking at PA. We're looking at Nevada. We're looking at Arizona. It's going to be crazy. They're counting the votes. That's what we do. They should count the votes. You know what? There's no problem with that. We're all counting. We're all counting, okay? It's tight. We're going to be tight, okay? You know what? I shit my pants this morning.
All right. Thank you, Danny.
Too blue.
Well, you know what's going on. I really understand.
We have a woman in the audience, in the room here.
She's as foul as we are.
She's offended. She doesn't like poop humor.
Danny, I know what you guys are doing. You and the other one who was telling the bad jokes, you're trying to sabotage my show. That's what's happening.
No, Tim, I love you. I went too far. My apologies, okay? You know,
keep it not blue, but I like that. I think you should get a green screen behind you and keep going with that.
And better audio.
You're on to something. Good audio. Yeah, no choppy audio.
They're good people here. They're counting. They're great people. They're doing what they should do. We love it. We're going to see it. It's great. They're counting. Let them count. It's good. It's fine.
By the way, you know I goof around with Sam Cedar, of course. We all know my long-running goof with Sam Cedar, but... about Chris Cuomo and Don Lemon. But I was watching that Chris Cuomo. He really has got to be one of the dumbest guys on television. He goes, listen to what he says. They're showing these idiots, these people that should be, you know, taken care of in re-education camps or whatever.
Totally.
Out there in the Arizona parking lot. And they're protesting who knows what?
They're disrupting.
Who knows what they're doing? They're just there to be there. They don't know. But so they're out there going, whatever, they're even chanting, Trump, Trump, Trump.
Stop the count.
I don't think, not for Arizona.
No, not for,
who knows what they're saying, but let us in, let us in. Yeah. But so dumb, the fucking marble brain Chris Cuomo goes, you know, what? Those people, I don't know what they're doing there. There's just good people in there trying to do their job, trying to count the thing. If they have a problem, they want to protest something, go to the Secretary of State, go to the governor. But he was like telling them to like
give them the what would be more effective.
Yeah, like go there and storm that castle.
I have a little more respect for him only because he referenced XTC last night.
He did.
Check this out.
What the fuck?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Senses working overtime.
Can you believe that?
Look at this. I got ecstasy right here.
There
it is. A record from Vic.
That was a gift for me.
Senses working overtime.
One.
Great song.
Don't you page me when he makes a Dukes of Stratosphere reference. Yeah. Then I'll start fucking caring.
There's a great documentary about XTC on Showtime, actually.
On Showtime. Yes. I mean, when will Showtime get it wrong? You know what I mean? Showtime rips.
They haven't yet. I mean, we're looking at Moonbase 8 coming out on Sunday night at 11. The reviews are pretty good. We've gotten a few very nice ones. Somebody at Rolling Stone didn't care for it. Whatever.
Dude.
Okay.
Don't worry.
They're the ones that gave the Led Zeppelin guys a hard time.
I'm excited about another one.
Right?
Yeah, don't. And Sgt. Pepper. They hated Sgt. Pepper.
I know.
So don't worry about it.
Did Ben Fong tore his shit all over your show? Sorry.
Tom Sharpling had a funny joke about, not Ben Fong Torres, but Lester Bangs. He said if Lester Bangs were alive, he would have started the Proud Boys. I got to get Tom to call in soon. I think that's the best show is coming back, apparently.
It is back.
It is back. So we're going to respect Tom Sharpling. Danny's dying to get his word in. But go ahead, Danny, with one more Bethlehem quiz question.
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, this is for Vic and Tim. So I do Uber in the Lehigh Valley area. And I wanted to play a game. I wanted you to try to guess two of the top three places that people get either picked up from or dropped off at with Uber in the Lehigh Valley. Okay. So that's Easton.
Right.
I would say one is the Tally Ho.
Ooh, close.
Well, I'm going to go in with the guess that the Lehigh Valley International Airport.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Two.
Is that it?
Any more guesses?
No, but did I get that right?
Two of the three. No, it would have been Molly's. Sorry.
Probably the Brew Works, maybe, or
that's one.
Brew Works.
What are the top three?
And
Steel Stacks.
Steel Stacks.
Ooh, we were looking for Dorney Park.
Dorney.
Oh, really? That makes sense. I mean,
gonna go to Dorney Park and get blasted on beers. What about Ice Cream World across the street?
Oh yeah, Ice Cream World.
By the way, somebody, you're playing that Action News drop. The full song of that is unbelievable.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Wait till you hear this bridge. There's a bridge in this song that's really remarkable.
Leave the ball.
Move closer to your world, my friends, and you'll see.
I like that.
Just a little bit of time.
Just a little bit of time.
That's all it takes to bring your world together. Take a little bit of time.
Take a little bit of time.
Don't run away, my friend. Tomorrow's on forever.
It's got like a Carpenter's vibe. Raycon of singers.
Fifth Dimension.
And it keeps going. And going.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah, there's another minute and
there's
a half
like
left.
There's a key change, a modulation cut. Yes. I love that part. They're back in. Oh, this is drums.
So good.
I'm getting fucking aroused.
Holy
shit.
Like,
and cut! Holy shit! Right. Holy shit! I don't think we need to do another take. We fucking got.
And then the news is a letdown.
Did you feel that? Did you feel the energy in the room?
Bicycle holy. Stolen
let's
today.
Let's go in the control room. Play back. Let's go in the control room. Play back. Play back. Play. Holy shit! Drummer is like, oh, please tell me you guys were recording. He's like,
down, 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 down
comes. Are we good? Yes! Yes! That's take 12. That's the mark that one. Take 12 is the one. That felt good.
Love to see Jim Gardner, like his reaction.
Jim Gardner in the control room. Like,
I think we got it. That's the one.
Boys, you've just recorded your first number one single. All right. We'll never hear the full song on the, except
no.
They would play the full song on like Fridays.
Right, when they're just trying to kill time.
Yeah, they're like, well, that's all the news for the day. Yeah, we have 5 minutes to kill. There was a stabbing this morning, and also greengrocer report. We've got some nice cabbage coming in, but otherwise, I think Philly's had an off night tonight, so nothing going on in baseball. Anyways, take it away with the Action News Singers.
Don't miss Al Albert's tomorrow morning.
Noah's Ark.
Got some teeny boppers coming in.
That was the weirdest show ever.
Yeah.
Anyone look up Al Albert's? We on Awesome Show, we stole that format for a bit with Patton Oswalt and Rainn Wilson, where we shrunk them down into little children and had them sing these songs. But there was this show called Al Albert Showcase that you can find on YouTube. And it was this weird old guy in a tuxedo.
He was like originally like a doo-wop singer from the 50s.
Right, a local talent. And he had it was like a children's showcase, like a children's talent show.
And made for old people.
Really young kids, like six-year-olds. Mm-hmm. So, what are you going to be singing for us today, Lucy?
I'm going to be singing Ring Around the Rosie.
Okay, well, let's take it away, Rosie. Lucy's singing Ring Around the Rosie. Take it away.
Ring Around the Rosie.
Like people are watching that. Yeah. I guess I'll turn on the TV, a major network here, ABC, Channel 6, and see what's on this morning. Oh, cool. It's the show of the old weirdo in the tuxedo.
The white helmet head kind of hair. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe the these guys could microphone. Show. Maybe you guys could show some Al Alberts. That'd be great. I don't know if they're working on that. Anybody, any more Moonbase guests, Matt?
I'm not seeing them in the... Okay. Let's talk to Philly, Matt. They've got a crazy scene.
Oh, shit. Hey.
They got their hand raised.
What's up?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Ah, eating crackers, living life.
Hell yeah, bro. I'm a crackerhead.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm a crackerhead, man. I eat crackers like nobody's business. Like, I like those Ritz crackers.
One sleeve, two sleeve.
Fuck yeah. I'm blasting crackers.
You give me a box, it's gone in a minute.
Triscuits. Fuck yeah.
Yes,
Megan. What's your go-to cracker, Megan?
Triscuits, dipshit.
Classic, right?
Yeah, man.
You don't dig in with that. You don't play ball with those rosemary, garlic, parmesan Triscuits or whatever.
Nah, dog. Just straight up, just raw dog. Just wheat and water.
I prefer the wheat thins though. They're
wheat
not
thins
so much...
are wrong.
Too wheat sweet, are, man.
Wheat thins are just wrong.
Jesus. Too sweet.
But I like to dip get stuff though. I like to dip into like dips with the wheat thins and then. Just more enjoyable that way.
You know, it's a good thing. You take your Triscuits.
The crunch.
You take your Triscuits and you get a little very soft sandpaper, and you can kind of smooth them out. smooth those crackers out a little bit, so you don't cut the inside of your mouth with your.
Welcome back to Cracker Talk with Tim.
You better be getting hydrated with those crackers, boy. I'll tell you what.
Don't worry. I've got it. I appreciate the concern.
What are you, 12? What is going on with you?
I feel like I am breaking the law just
I
by
look like a baby. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. I'm 21 years old.
Hell yeah, bro. Let's get some pops and brews. Let's pop some brews.
What do you think is in this, buddy?
Hey-ho. Time for some Michelob Ultra.
Ooh, give me a pass.
Fuck carbs, man.
Dude, I'm doing shots with you, bro. SoCo. SoCo style.
Right by Temple. Come on by. Old stomping grounds.
All these PA people
Philly.
Today.
Is there going to be violence in Philadelphia?
There's been a helicopter around since like election day. So they've got that primed up. The spotlight's out.
We're going to firebomb the BLM headquarters like Mike Rizzo did in the 80s. That was fucked up.
Jared,
can you comment on that? Jared, come in and comment on that.
Jared, what's your take on the bombings?
Oh, Jared's muted. Sorry.
I just asked him to unmute. There you go.
He's been
no. That was Wilson Good, not Rizzo, that did that.
Was it Wilson Good's? Was it Mike? Was it Rizzo's police department? Or he was out? He was
yes.
Not, right. He was the
yeah.
Head of the police.
It took decades for that, but yeah, dude, they firebombed the move. There's a great film. You saw it. Let the Fire Burn.
Yes.
Good.
Great film. Terrible. Good. Terrible that history in Philadelphia. Class.
Okay. Good.
It's about how hard you can get hit.
You know what I saw for the first time the other night? I only watched like 20 minutes of it, but was Demolition Man. Oh. Oy, oy, oy. That movie's not so great.
I haven't seen
that. What my wife and I realized were like, we like Stallone when he's like the dumb guy, but not when he's the sort of know-it-all sarcastic asshole.
He's not allowed to do that. Who let him?
Who let him what?
Let him be a smart guy.
Right. Yeah, that's Bruce Willis.
He's got to know his type.
I don't know about these rules here. They can go fuck themselves. Maybe I'll drive. Like that cocky Stallone is not good. I'll drive.
For free, so don't break my balls, okay?
More cocky.
I like it more. Cocky, like, hey, more I don't know. Maybe, yeah. Like a sweet puppy dog Stallone is fun.
Yeah.
Even in Rambo, he's good, where he's just like, I'm just trying to be myself. I'm just trying to do the right thing. Not, you don't want sarcastic mouth
and
off.
You don't like Tango? What about Tango and Cash?
Hey, oh, I don't know. It seemed a little out of place. That's just me, you know? That's just me. I don't know.
What's your take on the Rocky statue? I can't believe I'm meeting Sylvester Stallone. I think it's the dumbest thing ever.
Wait, is that the video of stupid.
That's
meeting Guy Fieri?
No, oh no, that was Sylvester Stallone meeting Rocky, and he interviews himself.
What?
It was an Easter egg on the original Rocky DVD. It's insane. And they're in front of a Rocky painting that Sylvester Stallone painted himself. It's so bizarre. It's like in a fake museum. I don't know why they made it, but it's worth looking out. Looking up Stallone meets Rocky on YouTube. Check it out.
All right.
Exciting.
What the hell is happening?
I just texted John C. I don't know where he is.
You're fired.
Yeah, I texted him too. He hasn't hit me back up yet.
We're gonna post his number on the show, and everybody can try to get a hold of him.
Let's get doxed him.
You know? Yeah, dude, dox that bitch.
Should we talk to Lobster Elbows? He's got something.
Sure.
Do it.
Thank you, Philly Matt.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
What time is it?
I'm having fun today. I was not, you know, I was in a bad mood when the show began.
We like
Dick,
yes.
I'm warming up to the whole experience.
Finally.
Right, got it in there.
Well, Tim, congratulations on your documentary coming out on Sunday.
What's that now?
Your space documentary?
Good night. It's just a TV show, comedy, situational comedy.
Oh, about the moon, though, right?
Mm-hmm. Moonbase 8.
So we're thinking, because of this, if Donald Trump wins, we're thinking of moving to the moon. So I was just wondering what, like, laws you're going to institute once you plant your flag on the moon. Or what's your constitution going to be? What is the pledge, the anthem of the moon?
For someone that...
Get him out of here!
In space, no one can hear you.
I know
you.
Lobster.
Get him out of here!
Okay.
Well, it does bring up an interesting thing that Elon Musk pulled, where he said we're not going to acknowledge Earth... what do you call it? Earth rules. Laws.
Cool.
Laws.
The laws of man.
The moon is his.
There'll be no taxation on the Mars.
Hey, man, I got a question about your space show, dude.
God.
Did you already finish shooting it? Because I'm SAG.
Well,
I could do background.
It's all in the can. Mm. So.
You think it's going to get another season?
If everybody watches.
Okay.
See, if everybody that watches Office Hours tunes into Moonbase, we'll have about 4,000 viewers, which I guess is not very good when it comes to the ratings. We're usually looking for more than 5,000 viewers per episode to sort of move the needle.
There's a lot of niche content these days, Tim. I wouldn't be too worried about it.
Well, speak of the devil, here's John Kreisel, who can answer any Moonbase questions along with you, Tim.
This is a walk down memory lane for my crowd. John Kreisel, you there?
You got to unmute from your side, John. Oh, he's still putting his headphones on. I don't know where John C. is.
I hope there's
not responsive. I hope
there's nothing
okay.
wrong. He was very clear about calling in earlier. Very clear. Jonathan Kreisel. Jonathan Kreisel. How you doing? You all right?
Good.
Bop, you hop. What's that?
What's going on?
Welcome to the show. Don't I look great? Is that what you said? I said I'm looking good.
You look
good.
Great.
Yeah. We've got professional cameras.
What's going on? What's happening?
You're on TV. You're essentially on TV, okay? Just pretend you're talking to Jimmy Fallon or somebody like that. That's kind of my...
Oh, cool.
Jimmy Funny Fallon.
Jimmy Finney.
And we've got Vic Berger here and Megan Keister behind me, who are also my co-hosts today.
This is amazing. You're the greatest, man. Oh,
John,
my God.
Thank you for taking some time. You are the fourth member of the Moonbase squad, recently elected as the new comedy on Showtime. Just trying to keep things election-based. The humor. Keeping the humor election-based.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm counting votes here.
Okay. You're counting California votes? You're actually doing a little. I've never seen you do improv like this. This is you're doing great.
I just feel like there's so much, everyone's on pins and needles about a few thousand votes, and all these places are like, hold on, mm-hmm. just hold on.
Yeah.
We just don't rush just us.
Let them do the work.
We have breaking news.
Yeah, let them.
We really do have breaking news.
Oh, what's the breaking news?
Hold on. Mr. Biden has won Arizona.
Really? They're calling it?
They're calling it.
Who's calling it?
Like legit people.
Name one.
Fox News has called it.
But they called that yesterday. They called that 2 days ago.
Oh.
What are you doing? All right, stand by. You know what's annoying is when they're at those voting centers and they're like, talk me through what I'm looking at. What is happening behind me?
This is what you see.
Yeah,
this is what you see
just
in the
moving
background,
like
though.
Bins. Yeah.
You just go, these people were trained 20 minutes ago. It's not rocket science.
Right. Yeah.
But
I don't know. Well, are you stressed about it? Or you're a very chill, zen kind of guy.
Well, I was stressed, but it seems good. I was on a Zoom call with a bunch of people watching the results come in, and one guy kept going, guys, we're doing great. And everybody else was like, what are you looking at? So
you know what I hate?
I was convinced.
I have these people in my life who I have invested in thinking they know more about all this than me. And I go, right. You know what? My friend Ron, he seems to really be paying attention to all the numbers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he always like calms me down and stuff. But then I'm like, but then he could be wrong, and then we'll be you know, another like blow. But I'm trying to not, I mean, it's impossible to not get all wrapped up in all this, but it's not a good thing to get all wrapped up in all this, because it's like,
no, this is the thing. Once this is decided, no matter who wins, I'm done. I'm so bored by the whole thing.
Yeah,
I hate it. It's such a distraction. It's dumb.
Okay, good.
But we have to do. I mean, I want to do that. I want to do that a little bit, but I still want to remain an advocate for things
educated,
that I care about.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, I want to be able to like try to make the world for my children better. It's not looking
right,
great.
But I think
for them.
getting distracted by the little like Trump. He's trying to distract people all the time.
Of course.
Getting them off being focused on, like you're saying, doing good advocacy. He's like, Giuliani, go to Philadelphia and say, I never see cheating like this. Like, great.
Mr. Credibility. Yeah. Rudy Credibility Giuliani.
He was doing a face that you do a lot where he's like,
yeah.
It was so funny.
I mean, we've never seen cheating like this. And they never, like, the only thing they had was insane. Eric Trump posted this video of ballots being burned in a bag. And
they were sample ballots.
And it was right away flagged. Like you could tell it was like printed on regular printer paper. Mm. And it was like, there should just be no room for that in the world. But they never have any explanation of what they're talking about when they're talking about fraud.
I think we have a very solid chance of winning.
Always well timed. Well, listen, John, I'm glad that made you laugh. You should listen to the show. You'd enjoy this show.
This isn't live, right?
It is live. Yeah, it is live.
Wow. I was wondering, Mike, should I be listening to this? You could do a live podcast.
First of all, the problem with my show, it's such a fast paced, the energy's so high and hot and fun. I can never really get into like the Marin interview with people. You know what I mean? I need to do a separate interview with you about our career. Because we did it the other day on Vulture. And I feel like even in that, we barely scratched the surface about like, because first, as people probably know, Kreisel's been there from the beginning of the Tim and Eric experience that you all the people watching are probably fans of. There's not a lot of casual, the casual fans. About it. They're like, I like Heidecker from Bridesmaids. I haven't really checked anything else out. That's why I watched the show.
A non-speaking role.
I had one line. That's why I get residuals.
Good.
But what's your final? This is the what's your final argument for Moonbase coming on Sunday? What's the last pitch you have for the audience? For the voters,
the reluctant people who are like, I don't know. It's dumber than you think it's going to be. it's that dumb, but it sets itself up like, oh, this is serious space. Okay, this is intense. This is real. This is they actually built like a convincing set. And but then as you get lulled into like, wow, they're doing a serious show. No. It's as dumb as you can possibly imagine. But we lure in the normies with a serious outer shell. But
that's sort of the idea, is that it feels a little straight for me, at least. It feels a little conventional in some ways, but it really isn't. It's kind of a weird, tone. The show is a kind of a weird, dry... Yes.
Here's John C. I don't know if we missed
John
him.
John C.'s bringing in. Hey, look who it is. We've got John C. and John K.
Hi, John.
What happened?
Hey, guys.
Did you get a haircut?
No, it's just wet from the shower.
Okay. Oh, you're freshly clean.
Yes, I cleaned myself for you.
John Kreisel was trying his best to do the sort of what I'm calling the final push, the final message of the campaign for Moonbase. What is, and you know, I'll admit, I don't think John's message was that strong.
John Kreisel's message?
Well, yeah. I'm trying to convince the diehard fans, who I guess are holdouts.
Is there anyone even listening to this right now who's not going to watch Moonbase?
I know. We're
in the bubble. We're in the bubble here.
Yeah, but we want to encourage, what's the word? Enthusiasm. That's what they say. You know?
I'll quote our former president. What do you have to lose?
Are you calling it, John? Are you calling him the former president now? Do you have news to break?
Well, you know, I'm not calling it no, but from the signs that we're looking at, it would appear that we believe we may be winning.
You should have been like 2 minutes ago, John. Vic behind me goes, wait, we actually have breaking news. We have breaking news. And he goes, they just called Arizona. It's going to Biden. And that was bad bunk news.
But AP called it too, though. So
but that's like 2 days old.
No, it's current. It's current. It just happened again.
It went back?
Yeah, they recalled it. They called it again.
You just
CNN hasn't called it.
I'm just hoping that people out there who are saying stop the count and the people who are saying count the votes, everyone wins somehow.
Stop the count of Monte Cristo.
It's over, fucko.
Oh my god.
Some Rappaport drops here.
Well, what else, guys? What is your final your final pitch is what do you have to lose?
This is what sets our show apart.
Here we go.
From almost everything else you're going to watch on TV or streaming. Our show was made, written, thought of, and executed by four people.
The Fab Four.
Fred and John Kreisel. as weird as it might be, or as like unique or original, it's a handmade product by four people with no interference from any corporate entity. We made it. We made all six episodes, and then we sold it to Showtime. So what you're getting is like kind of like similar to like what Abso always delivers on: original content, unfettered by executive decisions or testing or, you know, market testing, that kind of thing.
We did have a branded relationship with Nestle Quick, the chocolate drink that fell through at the last minute.
Branding opportunities in the show.
Yes, we have a funny Mars joke that we think we're talking about the planet Mars, but we're talking about the candy corporation Mars.
Yeah.
All right, listen.
No, here's what the pitch is. It's what, because this is in the bubble already, what do these loyal fans go out and tell their friends who don't know anything about this kind of comedy, whatever, to get them to vote/watch this? What is the pitch to your Republican friends and parents, or like more like...
I've got a pitch.
Yeah, go.
First of all, I am canvassing door to door. My pitch is that it's wonderfully apolitical. You know, you might think that Tim is a political person, or that, you know, each one of us have our political views, but they're not expressed in the show. NASA is the wonderful apolitical entity that's just about knowledge and science and broadening the human experience. And that's what our show is.
It's true. It's not partisan.
It has a sweetness to it. It hits hard when it hits hard. People die in the first episode. Not even going to...
Wait a minute.
Whoa.
Spoiler alert. Whoa. Spoiler alert.
Who it is. People.
Everybody people outside the moon base. There's a massive apocalypse that happens in the first episode. Everyone on Earth except the four of us, three of us, die in a...
And the rest is just the next five episodes are just text on the screen about what happened after.
We should do that in the second season.
No, I mean, I'm getting feedback from people who I trust who are not just going to blow air up my ass about their experience with the show. And they said, you know what? It's so refreshing to watch something that's just simply funny. You know, it's situationally funny. It has realistic, dramatic moments. And you really get involved in the relationships of these guys. Like,
yeah. It's a salve.
I don't know. I think that the show is going to find a big audience, actually, because right now people are so starved. Everything is so loaded with political messaging or cloaked political messaging. And we're just goofing around, you know? It's like, don't you want that, folks?
Yeah.
Goof around for a second.
It's a very exciting
space. So any space heads out there are going to really enjoy, like, we take the space program seriously while making fun of it.
I will say also one more pitch. There is a 3 to 4, I think it's 4 minutes, 4 minutes of a very graphic sex scene, full nudity between the three of us. Full penetration, sort of like Donald Sutherland in Don't Look Now or whatever that movie was. What was that movie called?
Don't Look Back.
It's Our Blue is the Warmest Color.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's beautifully shot.
It's beautifully shot. But I mean, hardcore nudity. Like, we got the lenses, the close lenses. What do you call the macro lenses?
Guys, I'm going to jump off.
All right.
I'm going to go sailing right now and try to just like let the wind blow away my cares.
That sounds like a good idea. Well, be careful out there. I don't want you to end up on Gilligan's Island or anything.
Aye, aye.
All right, Skipper.
Aye, aye. Oh, by the way, A24 is putting out a little spoiler. A24 is putting out a magazine dedicated to the show Moonbase 8, like a classy one-issue magazine.
Yeah.
And spoiler alert, I will be interviewing the great captain of all captains, Patrick Stewart.
That's a scoop. That is a scoop.
I'm going to his house tomorrow to interview him at a distance.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about what takes to be a captain.
You know who I
is this
in a fake space scenario.
You know who I interviewed the other day? I interviewed the woman that the movie Contact is based on. The Jodie Foster movie Contact. The woman that started the SETI organization.
Okay, not as exciting as Patrick.
Well,
instead of a scoop from Tim and a big scoop from me.
She was very kind to me, but she you could tell she was like, I'm going to go back to the important work that I do after this. So I was like, I really wanted to do this delicately, but I was like, what do you think of all these reports about the UFOs that are coming out? You know, and she's like, what, the Tic Tacs? The Tic Tacs? Is that what you're talking about? She's like, I don't pay attention to that shit. You know, it's like without evidence, I don't even consider thinking about it. Get it out of my, like, she did not want to go there. Like, okay.
All right. Well, we're going to get deep into it with Pat Stew tomorrow.
John, it's terrific to have you in my home. I will tell you everything you'd like to know about Star Trek, The Next Generation.
I'm hoping after I ring his doorbell, the next thing I hear is, come.
Dum, da da 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 dum. I think that's the Next Generation theme song, right?
Wait, he has his own show, Picard.
Yes, right? So I like the idea of that show. It's like him in retirement, but he gets called back in to the academy.
He's space golfing, and they're like, he's a thought you had a new captain.
All right. Good luck. Sail away, sail away. Where's my sailing boat?
Keep loving each other, okay, everybody?
I love you, John.
It matters. Bye.
Biden, this is the headline in CNN. Biden on brink of win. Kreisel, guess who else is here? Doug Lusenhop is here.
Yes, I saw. Hey, Doug.
How's it going, John?
Hey. You know what I was watching last night trying to get some late-breaking news was OWN.
Oh.
You gotta watch OWN.
What are they doing? Are they having a meltdown, or are they spinning it as like best as possible?
Because what happened was I went on my Roku, and I have no live TV, Hulu, or anything.
You're one of those cord cutters.
I'm a cord cutter, but I have nothing live. But there was this channel, Roku. It has a Steve Bannon show.
Yeah.
It has OWN, and it has the Young Turks. It is a garbage dump of like live TV. But OWN, it felt to me like Channel 5, like the bumpers that we make for Channel 5. Made. It's so homemade, and it was just a promo repeated over and over. They never had any shows. It was just like, OWN, to have America's most trusted source.
That's amazing.
My entire life right now is about OWN in the libs.
Kreisel, I got this text from Ravi from A24. Uh-huh. It's not very responsible to read private texts, but I think it's not. But he was like, "Do you read? Do you like reading reviews?" I was like, uh-huh. "I mean, unfortunately, I don't like reading reviews, but I do, and they make me mad usually. Even the good ones make me mad." No, you didn't get it right. It should have been. You should have said it was the greatest thing that you've ever seen. I mean, but
right.
But he said it? He just said, "Oh, so far, good ones. A lot of love out there. It's awesome." So,
want me to give you a couple headlines?
What is it? Oh, there's some coming in.
Variety. Did you see Variety?
No.
Moonbase 8 mines space exploration for understated workplace comedy TV.
Is that good? Is that good?
Variety's very mean.
Moonbase 8 is a quirky charmer.
Who said that?
RogerEbert.com.
Hey!
Wow. Oh, here's a good one for you. Come the lighthearted on, office comedy of Moonbase 8 actually works.
Well, that's the AV Club, I think.
Yeah.
So what is the Variety one, though? I can't tell if that's good or bad.
F-, real bad. I don't know. You can never tell from these reviews if they like it or not.
Anyway.
Right. Well, the Rolling Stone one was, there was a bad one in the Rolling Stone magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was just like.
Who reviews?
Huh?
Who's their guy? Who's their person? It's not their movie guy. He's the worst.
Peter Travers.
Damn.
He's the worst.
He loves it all.
Yeah.
Somebody acknowledge the genius here.
Variety is a positive review.
It's a positive review in Variety. Well, that locks it up. We're going to win the Emmy for best comedy.
I'm like Lennon.
People must be so sick of my... I got to go away. for like a good year. That's all I do is produce. John, have you watched my stand-up special yet?
Oh my God.
Dude.
What is it on?
It's on YouTube. But oh, okay. It's a professional stand-up special, my friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Ben Berman directed it. You have to watch it, John. You have to watch it. And you know who wrote me, said he loved it?
Who?
Michael Cera. Oh. Michael, Michael, Sarah, Justine.
Is that breaking?
No, it's a big hit. It was listed on CNN's entertainment as five comedy specials to watch.
Hey,
to
you know what else? We got some more breaking news on After Hours today. We're going to show the Drop concert trailer. It's ready.
Okay, yeah. That doesn't involve me so much the other guys, so we're going to focus on me. Well, I'm in a better mood now. Variety loves me. I mean, this is going to be big. Variety is already calling it the breakout comedy of the year.
That's not what the headline said.
People get upset with me because I'm so fragile, but I'm seething when I find out that people don't like the work that we tried to do our best.
Just bury my head in the sand. I don't read anything if at all possible. Because even the positive, I'm like, I don't want to be. I hate positive.
My thing is, I'm going to get blasted from the hardcores. Because they're going to be. The more you do stuff, the more they go, well, it's not as good as Awesome Show, or it's not as good as On Cinema, or it's not as good as the thing you did last week.
Right.
And you're like, God, I'm just trying to have fun.
Right.
I do want to go away. Please let me go away.
I'll take over. Doug, you used to have a, man. I can do this every fucking
Doug
day.
Doug had a good joke about that, about the people not always going, well, we liked it, the original version. Remember your joke, Doug, about Cheryl Cougar Crow, or what was that? So that's exactly what you're talking about.
What is it, Doug? Do you remember?
It was that's really old.
Back into my act, but can you... Cheryl Crow...
Why is his audio so bad? John Kreisel is perfect. But Doug is...
He's in a treehouse.
It's awful, Doug. It's so bad what your audio is doing to the show. It's like... The audience is leaving in droves. Yeah. They're so tired of it.
Bored.
I prefer to stare at a wall.
Also, Doug, we gave you the week off. Like, take the week off. You know what I mean? Like... Enjoy it and don't feel like you need. Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Don't go.
Fantastic, then.
Boy, it's nice talking to you guys, especially, you know, talking to my old friends and talking to you, Kreisel. Like, God, we had so many, we have so much history together.
I know. I was going to say, as a Pennsylvania person, what are your people on the ground telling you?
I don't talk to any of those people anymore. Are you kidding me? I'm getting raves in Variety. Oh, you know what I heard? What
was that?
Oh, it was an interview I did. Somebody said, because I said I was from Allentown, and they said, there's a great drop you should get from the movie, I think it's 42nd Street.
Mm-hmm.
The old musical, 42nd Street.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a line in there that says, like,
Allentown, PA.
You gotta. Yeah. What are you gonna do? Yeah. You gonna go back to Allentown and be a loser?
Wasn't that guy, like, Guys and Dolls?
Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
We gotta get that.
Yeah. All right. Can somebody send that?
What the people on the street are saying, Kreisel? I don't know. I mean, what's weird about Philly is, Jared can maybe speak to this. Jared's still here.
Jared.
There's a lot of. I would think kind of, you know, racist Republican shit. Shit bags in Philadelphia, right? Mm-hmm. Jer?
Yes.
Like
this is very true. It's actually one of the
shit bags.
Thank you. Yeah, right, Jer. Yeah. I mean, dude, it's one of the only states that have like signs that say "Beware of aggressive drivers" as well.
Like, yeah. Well, and like Eagles fans, Flyers fans, like these are. Trump fans, the same kind of people. Like, maybe, I don't know. I'm generalizing, of course, but I'm surprised that it's that, you know, that they're so confidently like. But there's also, it's like a lot of academic people, of course, a lot of people of color.
The word in PA is 75% of the mail-in ballots are for Biden.
So the other thing is like, who's like a Philly guy or a Pennsylvania guy who's like, I like Biden because he was born here. He was from here. Like, I don't buy into that at all. Like, because he's got a fucking Philly, slightly Eastern Pennsylvania accent.
Scranton.
I'm Scranton. Look, Jack, here's a fact of the matter is, I'm from Scranton. Scranton. I was born here and left here when I was 9, 4. So,
come on, man.
That's where my dad is.
Look, come on, man.
That's where my bones are buried.
Megan, where are you from originally?
Central Anyways. California.
So I don't get it. Okay, so you're, I don't get anything.
All this East Coast talk is glazing over here.
All right, listen, yeah. Jer, John, dead. Everybody. It has been the honor of my life to have you people in my life. And you know what? I was watching this footage from John Kreisel. We were talking the other day. First thing he ever saw, first time he ever saw me was at a Tim Heidecker Masterpiece show. Correct, John?
Were you in that, Jared?
Yeah.
What show? Hi, John.
Hi. How are you?
What show?
Where? I was trying to remember the venue. It was in the city. I want to say like Brownies or some,
yeah,
some
one of
little
those.
Venue like
Nightingales
that.
Or something like that, maybe.
Oh.
But John's Chrysler's first impression of me was like, I don't like this guy. I don't like this. You know, like it was not a good first impression.
But it was like a persona.
Yeah.
Which I was like not told about.
Right.
Like, oh no, this is a shtick band.
We should have announced that ahead of time.
Yeah. Well, I guess the title kind of tips you off, but
yeah.
That was my relationship with Matt. When we recorded Working Vacation, I wouldn't stop being Sonny D. I was completely annoying Matt entire weekend.
Well, the other thing I was going to say, we had this video of us recording that album from 20 years ago in this studio in Washington, D.C. And I'm like, I look like a baby. I look really young and I'm very skinny. And like, I just look like, I kind of like a teenager almost. But I'm such a, like, we're trying to be funny. We're trying to do like this kind of Spinal Tap thing where we're like pretending to be rock stars. And Jared, you know, you're not necessarily broadcasting this today, but you are one of the funniest people I know in the world. For my, you know, I can't tell you what a funny guy you are. And I won't. But in this video, I'm cracking up. Like you can see my mouth is like I'm trying not to laugh. We're trying to do shtick. We're trying to like, you know, do improv. And it's, I'm not at all funny and I'm not, but I'm just so like, I'm so like enjoying you in this video. Like, I think you're the funniest thing in the world. So it's, I'll put that video out and put out my, all the embarrassing shit in my life. But listen, we have to go. Chrysler, we will book you again for a longer discussion. Great. If you would.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Should we?
Go to after hours.
We have to go to after hours. Jer, I gotta go.
Drop concert.
Did you enjoy being on the show, Jer?
This was great. I love the show. I love you. I love everybody.
It's a big love fest today. We need it.
Yeah, yeah. We needed this. I'm with you. I was feeling. I've been feeling pretty anxious. So. Thank you for this.
We'll do some of your drugs and lie down.
You dick.
Overdose and this will all be over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everybody. If you want to keep watching, I think we're going to watch Biden win in the next maybe hour or so. But we'll be on After Hours if you're patron members, and we'll get a lot of your Zoomers in, too, to talk because I want to talk to everybody here, okay? I love you all. Best wishes. Be safe. Be kind.
That's my new message. Be kind. Aw, so great.
Rewind.
Also, life is good. That's the other shirt I love.
And life's also better at the beach. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Life's better at the beach.
Keep calm and carry on.
That's a good one, too. All right. Love you. Bye.
Yes.
Bye.
Yes. Why the hell would I take a test? Yes. Look, come on, man.
One, two, three. I think we'll have victory. I think we'll have victory, but only when there's victory. I mean, you know, there's no reason to play games. I think we have a very solid chance of winning.
It's over. Fuck all. It's over. Fuck all. It's over. Fuck all.
Cunt.
You lost.
Cunt, cunt,
cunt. Cunt,
cunt, cunt. Cunt, cunt,
cunt. Cunt, cunt, cunt.
My entire life right now is about owning the libs.
COVID, 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 COVID.
I'm immune.
Wait a minute, it smells so good. You have asbestos mouth.
You can't have too much. You can have a little too much mayonnaise, but... Is that hot dog mustard or Dijon? I'd start a little bit with a little mayo on the bottom. I do like bacon.
It smells so good with all that cheese. That's real hot. You have asbestos mouth. Oh, wait a minute. It smells so good.